We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
Coming up on this edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, we'll introduce you to a couple of Mizzou's recruited walk-ons, Evan Yerkes and Brooks Ford. That comes your way next, after this, from Shelter Insurance.
Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this football season. And we don't mean the zoo with the animals and the cotton candy. We're talking about the Z-O-U with the Mizzou Tigers. Contact a Shelter Insurance agent, and they'll register you for a chance to win 2 tickets to a Tiger home football game this season. Only Shelter agents can register you, so call, email, or drop by for your chance to win. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou and register to win 2 tickets to the zoo.
Please welcome from St. Louis, Missouri, sophomore guard Brooks Ford, ladies and gentlemen. And also a freshman from Chicago, actually from Tinley Park, Illinois. And I owe him a public apology because I've been mispronouncing his name for the last couple of seasons. I was corrected tonight, Evan Yerkes. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
And will you please accept my apology?
I am also a sophomore.
No. Oh, see, and here I'm looking at the game notes. That has him listed as a freshman right there. That's right off the game notes. What does that say?
Freshman.
There we go. So, anyway, a lot of things that we want to cover with you guys. First of all, you know, as guys that were recruited walk-ons, you're a part of a program. You know you have to do everything that the scholarship players have to do. You know also that playing time is going to be at a premium. So as a player, Brooks, how do you approach that when you accept that role to be able to come into a program and be a walk-on? Kind of give me your approach to it.
I think you don't need to have a big ego when you come into it, knowing that a lot of the things that you're going to do are going to be behind the scenes. You're not always going to be in the spotlight like most of the scholarship players, but at the same time, there's a big reward into it. The relationships you build, and being under Coach Martin, you learn all these life skills on how to become a man. So a lot of that, and then the relationships that you build with the guys last a lifetime, so it makes it worth it.
Evan, how about for you? Your approach to it?
To kind of piggyback off Brooks, you can't really have an ego going into it, and it's more of just being unselfish and being part of something that's bigger than yourself and buying into what the coaching staff and what the program is all about.
There are certain games that come up during the course of the season, and I think about Chicago State in particular. And for guys that are walk-ons like you, I mean, those are games in which the starters and the guys that play primary minutes, they should have enough appreciation for what you do that they want to take care of business and get you guys on the court, which they did that night. How much fun was that for both of you to get into the game late against Chicago State, and each of you scored?
It was a great experience. I know a lot of the guys were trying to get us in and, you know, take care of business on their end to kind of pay back their appreciation for us.
You scored a career-high five.
I did.
Looking for more, though?
Of course.
Of course. You got your first field goal.
I did.
You hit a three. What did that feel like?
That felt great. A lot of emotion. I wasn't really thinking about it in the time that it happened, but once the game was over, I was like, that was my first collegiate point, so it was a big deal for me.
I want to talk a little bit about how you got to where you are. You know, you're from Chicago, right? Tinley Park, suburban Chicago. How did you end up at the University of Missouri as a recruited walk-on?
So Jason Kent, back home, one of my old AU coaches, had a great connection to the staff, and just through getting my highlight tapes to them and talking to Coach Korn, and it took off from there.
You had planned to go to the University of Missouri?
I was looking at a lot of Division II scholarships and programs, and my horizon kind of was all over, but once the SEC kind of came knocking for an opportunity as a preferred walk-on, I had to take it.
So what was that conversation like? And give me the range of your emotions when it finally came to fruition and you knew you were going to head here.
Well, it was almost disbelief. Just being Southside Chicago, the South Suburbs, you're not really thinking to go down to Missouri. To be honest, I didn't know where Columbia was. But after being here, it's been great.
That's Evan Yerkes from Tinley Park, Illinois, and from the South Side, so he is a Sox fan and not a Cubs fan for the Cardinal fans that might be listening today. But the guy who is a Cardinals fan, I think it's fair to say.
Absolutely.
His father is the head coach at St. Louis University. He's a former Tiger who played here for 1 year, Travis Ford, who then finished his career at the University of Kentucky. Brooks Ford is with us as well. Tell me about how the relationship came about for you to make your way to this program.
So, I knew a lot about Coach Martin coming into it. My dad has coached against him a couple of times. And my dad really harped on how good of a coach he was and how good of a man he was, a family man. And I loved those aspects of it. So I'm a big family guy. My family means a lot to me. And obviously my dad did have a good big part in making my decision and where I wanted to go. And, felt like home here, obviously right down the road. So I loved that. I loved the environment, the culture that Coach Martin creates. And,
There would be some thoughts from some as you probably had an opportunity, if you wanted to play for your father. So why did you decide not to?
I just kind of wanted to branch out. I've kind of been under his wing for however many years it was, and I kind of wanted to do my own thing. So, yeah.
As folks know, he was at Oklahoma State before he took the job at St. Louis University. You were in high school in Oklahoma, and then you made the transition before your junior year in high school to come to St. Louis, and then you decided to go to DeSmet Jesuit. What was that transition like? Because now you're an upperclassman coming into a program where guys are established. How did you try to approach that situation?
That was a really big change. In Oklahoma, I went to a public school. And then when I moved to St. Louis, I went to a Catholic all-boys school. Mm-hmm. So it was a big change. But they were very welcoming from the second I got there. Built a lot of great relationships. A lot of them go to Mizzou now. So coming in, it was really easy. The head coach at the time was Blake Ahern. Mm-hmm. He was a great college player, and I really liked the way that he did things, so I saw no problem with it.
Yeah, several former DeSmet players that have played here included Steve Stepanovich, Mark Dressler, Steve Musser, just to name a few. You, in your high school, at Andrews High School in Tinley Park, you finished your career as the all-time three-point shooting leader at that high school. Bigger school in Illinois, and what was the competition that you played against? Give me an idea of some of the teams that you faced during the course of each season.
So we played a few schools such as Bolingbrook High School, mm-hmm. Thornridge, Thornwood. Not inner city, but close to a lot of those schools, and then a lot of the Linkaway East, Linkaway West schools out in that area.
When you when you made the decision to come here, obviously you had to figure out what you were going to study and what you want to major in. What's on the horizon for you? You're a sophomore. Have you selected a major?
I have not yet. No, time is ticking for sure.
You still have some time. And the chances are, whatever you choose, you're probably going to end up doing something else, right? I mean, that's what life tells us at this point in time. Brooks, have you selected a major?
I'm going to go business, I'm pretty sure. I don't know the certain area in which business I want to go into yet, but it's going to be under that, the business.
When did you both discover that basketball was something you liked? And Brooks, I want to begin with you because, as we've talked about, it was a part of your family from the word go. When did you figure out, though, that this was a game that you liked?
I can't really think of a time where it wasn't. I think from the day I was born, I mean, it was just what I wanted to do, what I was going to do, and I just kept pushing, kept doing what I needed to do, and here I am.
Evan, how about for you?
I'd say the same for me. Just a joke, coming out the womb with a basketball, so.
What is it about this team? Tell us something about this team and about this collection of individuals. And maybe it's relationships, maybe it's work ethic. Tell us something about this team that those that are listening tonight, or that those that are here at Cheerleader, maybe they don't see each and every day, that maybe they should appreciate, that they just don't know about. What would that be? Something that we may not know about this group. It's closeness, or perhaps it's ethic in terms of its approach to working with one another and things like that. It's drive.
So I'd say The fans and audience, they really don't get to see the behind the scenes, but I know we have a lot of guys who, I know Coach Martin says it, that we almost have to say, you know, we can kind of ease off. We're in the gym every day. So, like, the Mark Smiths, Javon Picketts. So, like, the work ethic that kind of goes into everything. The fans don't really get to see it, but...
You guys, too, I mean, you have the same expectations. The coaching staff has the same expectations for you guys to put in the same amount of work as walk-ons as those that are scholarship players. You just can't show up in August and be a part of preseason drills, right, Brooks? You have to put in the work during the offseason.
Absolutely, yeah. He expects the same from the guys at the top, the guys at the bottom, guys in the middle. We have to work just as hard as the scholarship players. We get no breaks. He's on us just as hard as the starters, whether it's in a game, in practice, when he comes in and waits. The whole coaching staff is the same. It's from top to bottom. You're all going to be treated the same.
What has this game taught you in terms of helping you to I guess, maybe things that you can apply for the rest of your life that you learned through playing this game?
I'd say responsibility, whether it's being places on time, things you have to do. You have certain jobs you have to carry out throughout a day. I would just say keeping everything in line and keeping your just getting everything together and going through day to day, I'd say just responsibility and things of that such.
Evan, how about for you?
I feel like basketball can be used as, or through life, that the life lessons you get from basketball, such as time management and work ethic and things of that such, you can use them through everyday life, and they're needed.
Was that something you had to learn when you arrived at Missouri, is time management and being able to, you know, put things in the proper focus to learn when you, how much time you needed to spend on this and on that and things like that?
I'd say more for the academic side of things, for sure. It's a much different...
Workload?
Yeah, for sure. Workload.
First semester complete, as we mentioned, the day you both have been looking forward to comes tomorrow with the start of the second semester. Did you have a favorite class the first semester, Brooks Ford?
I'm trying to think of what I even took. I would have to say history. I love history, and I would say that was my favorite class.
I'll jokingly say my online classes.
It's okay. Evan Yerkes, tell us something about Brooks Ford that we don't know.
I think at first, or first impressions, he's kind of quiet, but once you kind of break that shell, he's really talkative, and he could really get going.
Brooks, tell us something about Evan that we don't know.
His faith is very important to him. I would say that, from day to day, his faith is extremely important to him, and I respect that a lot.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time tonight. I appreciate it. Continue the good work.
That's Evan Yerkes and Brooks Ford, and I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.